Untitled, President David O. McKay, David O. McKay, Conference Report, October 1944, pages 158-160. We are all thankful that Brother Rufus K. Hardy has sufficiently recovered from a recent illness to be in attendance at this conference. It has been deemed inadvisable, however, for him to assume the responsibility of speaking. That is why you have been denied the privilege of hearing him and of receiving his message. Elder Son, one of the assistants to the 12, has an appointment which conflicts with this conference. We shall hear more about that later. He is on a special assignment by the church. The listening audience has heard the message of each member of the general authorities except 5, who spoke to the priesthood meeting last evening. Elder Oscar A. Crookham, representing the First Council of the 70, spoke on the preparation of body and intellect for our spirituality and greater service. Bishop Marvin O. Ashton of the Presiding Bishopric emphasized the value of honesty and consistent adherence to all the standards of the Church. Elder Joseph F. Smith, the Patriarch, gave a talk on the significance of patriarchal blessings and showed the relation of the Holy Ghost to these blessings. Elder Charles A. Callis, of the Council of 12, spoke on the need of strong, loyal men, and the necessity of all working together for the establishment of truth and universal brotherhood. President J. Reuben Clark, J.R., urged the teaching of the simple truths of the gospel, warned against the teaching of false doctrine and untried theories. These messages and those which you have heard over the radio cover pretty well, I may say comprehensively cover, the teachings of the church and our duties therein. It has been a glorious conference. The Spirit of the Lord has been with us. And now, brethren, as this conference ends, your duties begin. If to do were as easy as to know what were good to do, chapels had been churches, and poor men's cottages princes' palaces. It is one thing to hear, it is another thing to do. The Savior taught that principle when he said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." We have been here during these last few days preparing ourselves for greater work. We have been as teachers preparing lessons. When a teacher prepares his lesson, he receives benefits from the efforts put forth and from his study. He is personally benefited, but the preparation of that lesson is but a means to an end, and that end the instruction of youth, the inspiring of young men and women to higher and better living. So we go out now better prepared to teach the men and women over whom we preside. The scope of that responsibility and that calling can be well understood by the reference of Paul to the organization of the church, wherein he said, "And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." I purposely, in quoting, omitted a phrase, the omission of which you will recognize. Well, we will put that in and say, till we all come to a unity of the faith and to a knowledge of the Son of God. But I like to think that those are two conditions which lead to the perfect man. Till we all come in a unity of the faith and a knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of Christ. Unity, knowledge, a willingness to learn, a willingness to serve. Officers, leaders, men of the priesthood, you are chosen of God. Go forth radiating a testimony that this is God's work. Feel it yourselves, and then the men and women in your wards and stakes will feel it, for you are radiating not just what you say, but what you are and what you do. God guide us, and help us, and inspire us in this great work. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.